AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Congress's top two Democrats say President Trump should be removed from office a day after the deadly violence at the Capitol. AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Even though he only has 13 days left.
Any day can be a horror show.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the president very dangerous. She and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer are among those calling on Vice President Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and force the president out of office. If not,
the Congress may be prepared to move forward with impeachment.
Moments earlier, President-elect Biden blamed the president for unleashing an all-out attack on the nation's democratic institutions, saying those who committed violence were not protesters.
They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
University of Chicago Law School professor Jonathan Masser was asked about the prospects for the 25th Amendment being used.
I think it's unlikely that the 25th Amendment will be invoked. I think it's unlikely that Vice President Pence would take such a step, but it certainly seems warranted.
A source tells the AP Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund will resign next week in the wake of the riot. Sund has been sharply criticized after the mob got into the building, including turning down offers to help in the days leading up to yesterday's attack. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says the Capitol Police were overwhelmed.
It was clearly the Capitol Hill Police were their capability was being overrun, and it was very hard to get the adequate read of the disposition of their officers, how we could tie in with them.
One woman was shot to death inside the Capitol. Three other people, two men and a woman, died of medical issues. This is AP News. The riot outside and inside the U.S. Capitol left a mess, prompting a New Jersey member of Congress to take action.
After voting to certify Joe Biden's presidential victory, New Jersey Democratic Congressman Andy Kim felt the weight of what happened wearing on him.
I was just very sad for our nation that we had gotten to this point.
Kim felt compelled to do something, to roll up his sleeves.
Our nation is bleeding and we need to find some way to move forward.
He said, when you see something you love that's broken, you want to fix it.
I worked as a United States diplomat before. I was stationed in Afghanistan. I've worked in Iraq before. So I've been in many lockdowns and shelter in places before. I just never imagined that I would ever have to do that at the United States Capitol.
Kim cleaned up water bottles, clothing, Trump flags, even a U.S. flag. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler has conceded her defeat in the runoff election to Democrat Raphael Warnock. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.